Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Everybody, we are on tonight with the list, and we're going to have Brother G.G. Wood on with us tonight. Brother G.G. on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Good to hear from you. I was trying to play this clip that about the black Christians. I guess we got some interference on that, so we're going to just maybe see if we can get it on before we get off. But I'm just letting you know what happened. For some reason, it's not playing right now.
Okay.
All right. So I yield the floor to you and let you introduce yourself to the folks. We've got a lot of new listeners tonight, and let you introduce yourself and what the program is all about. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Brother Drew. First, I'd like to say once again, thank you for all that you do. And I'm your host for this show, The List. My name is Brother, I go by the name Brother G.G. Wood. And this show, the purpose of this show is to create a list of advice that can be utilized to influence the thinking of of our youth going forward in a way that we collectively would like them to go. You know, in addition to what they learn through the school systems and, you know, through other means of learning, my goal is to create a list that will assist them in their life's journey in a good way, because let's just face it, it's a fight, it's a hell of a war going on, and we got to value our children, or they going to be casualties of this war, and that's just the way war works. So this is a fight for our children. Now, the way this show works is I open up the phone lines for callers to call in, and they'll give advice. You give it based on this principle pretty much, is that if you were standing in front of yourself, say, for instance, you're looking in the mirror, and the image that's looking back at you is young you. Young you when you are about to take on the world. You know, you're 17, 18, whatever age that is. And in that moment, if you could give yourself advice, you knowing what you know today, if you could give yourself advice that would guide you forward in a positive way, I'm sure you would give yourself the best advice you could give yourself. What advice would that be? So when you call in and you present that advice, pretty much put it in the format of, well, Gigi, if I was looking at myself, this is what I tell myself. And then you just tell me what you tell yourself. And then after you tell me what you tell yourself, I'm going to ask you why. And if you want to contribute that part to the conversation, okay. And if you don't, then you can utilize that additional time to give me another submission. You know, we're just trying to collect as many ideas, you know, as we can, in hopes of creating a list of 100 pieces of advice that'll be distributed to the youth in a, I like to call it a clever distribution strategy, which we'll get into that later. But for us right now, it's just about getting that list created, that list of advice. So that's basically what I'm trying to accomplish, and I can't wait to hear what everybody has to contribute, Brother Drew.
All right. Well, I'm going to start out, you know, I want to start out first just, you know, looking at myself in the mirror, going back. If I can give myself some advice, and my advice to myself would be take advantage of opportunities when they knock. And I'll, you know, I'll let you go further if you want to know why, you know, but that's for my list. Take advantage of opportunities when they knock at your door.
I'm silent because I'm writing down what you just said. My question to you is, why are you saying what you're saying?
Okay, well, you know,
yeah.
Okay, well, Gigi, you know, a lot of us, we're going to get out there, we're going to go to school, a lot of us going to go to school to make money, get, you know, to better our lives. And I was one of those students who went to school to, you know, better my position. So when I was in college, I went to music and video business school. I was interested in management and music management, and I had groups that I was promoting. But some opportunities came up, and I was so stuck in my pride that I did not take the opportunity because I was so prideful that I could do it myself. I had a chance to work with maybe 3 or 4 stars I got a chance to be a promotion for do promotions for Bobby Brown, but I had a chance to be on the. I could have worked with Barney. I turned that down. I could have worked with some mainstream producers, Jermaine Dupri. I turned that down. I had a chance to work with Erica from Dallas. I didn't do that. I didn't come through in the clutches. So my thing is going to take advantage of your opportunity. If you were going to school to make money, then, if an opportunity presented itself, I turned it down. So that's why I say that.
Let me ask you this, Brother Drew. Would a lesson inside of that advice be know when to put your pride aside?
I mean, yeah. That's why I used the word prideful. I said I was too prideful. So that is the lesson inside that, and you're right.
Yeah, learn when to put your pride aside. And I guess ask for help or learn to put your pride aside and, cooperate or, work with others.
Right.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep.
Learn when to put your pride aside and work with others to advance those opportunities when they present themselves to you.
Okay. Well, it's not like you're a better therapist than I am, but that'll work.
But there's always messages within the message.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I've seen you pull it out.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying. You pulled out a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now,
that's pretty good.
I'm going to be random. I'm going to be all over the place because I have a habit of just jotting down thoughts of the day on this calendar. So my thoughts are not organized, but it's a ton of them. And just to speak even more on what you just said, I attribute so much to common sense versus what you taught. You know, you take those two things and you put them together. Now you lethal. Now you lethal. But one without the other is not as formidable as the two of them combined together. So it takes common sense to know when to put your pride aside, when to see the bigger picture. So I think that's a good piece of advice. I just want to try to get it worded in a matter that we want to present it. And that's what I need, the input from everybody, because I'm searching for the correct wordings. I'm searching for the correct phrases to put this thing together to get the most effective results that we can possibly get. And I need everybody's input. Briefly, until the next caller comes forward, before I go into my top 10, I'd like to take this moment to send a shout out to Dr. Opal Lee. And I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Dr. Opal Lee is and how instrumental she is in getting this Juneteenth holiday recognized, which I'm not going to go into what it really means and what it doesn't really mean. It's just a celebration of this lady's accomplishment. It's what I'm trying to address in this moment. So shout out to Dr. Opal Lee. I hope that she'll get wind of the program. I hope that she'll maybe contribute something to the list, because there's people like her. Yeah, it's people like her. It's people like the elders, who I can't say enough about the elders. That
right.
Their contributions, it's invaluable. It's invaluable. So shout out to Dr. Lee. Shout out to the elders, because recent development is in Congress, there was a committee that came forward and admitted that there are these aerial phenomena that they don't have an explanation for. The elders have said for years that I can look back on those shows, they were talking about these so-called unidentified phenomena, if they termed them now. But now they are actually formally admitting that these things exist. And not only that, shortly after they made that admission, NASA has now devoted themselves to studying these phenomena. And they're calling them UAPs instead of UFOs. So, and shout out to the elders, because they've been on it for the longest.
Right.
So, yeah, they've been trying to put us in the know for the longest. And now here it is, all these years later, it's coming full circle. So I hope they give themselves a pat on the back. Also, to the brothers and sisters that's going to make that journey to Mississippi, man, I wish y'all safe travel both ways, you know. And what I found out about this Devil's Punch Bowl, I believe that's the name of it. That's just the work that y'all are doing. It's just commendable, you know. And again, I wish safe travel both ways to everybody that's going to Mississippi.
All right, we appreciate that.
I'm long-winded, so if you want to interrupt me at any time, go ahead.
Oh, okay. We got a call standing by.
Okay, go ahead. Let's take a call.
All right, let's see. Caller coming out of 469, you're on 233. All right, caller, check your mute button on 469-233. You're on. You want to add to the program?
Yes. Peace, everyone.
Hey, peace. Can't hardly hear you, though. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, speak up if you're on mine.
Okay, I just said peace, everyone. I guess I was enjoying listening to the program tonight.
Okay, and we want to ask you a question. I'm going to let Gigi Wood ask you that question that he want to ask, because he know how to ask it just the way he want to ask it. So he's going to ask you a question that if you would put your input on it. So go ahead, Gigi, ask the question for the list.
Okay, sister, if you were looking in the mirror at your younger self and you had an opportunity to give your younger self advice that your younger self could use going forward based on everything that you know today, what advice would you give your younger self?
I think the advice I would give my younger self would be to not to rush into anything, to kind of take my time and to study life and study people, and don't rush into anything.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Take your time and not rush. Now, when you say don't rush, do you mean rush in terms of participation? You know, like when you're young, and you got that peer pressure. The crowd goes this way. So do you mean hesitate in those moments, or do you mean more like when it's an emotional moment or a business moment, like when you're trying to make a business decision? Because I think what you're saying is powerful, and I agree with it. I'm just trying to understand, do you mean it specifically for one particular area, or do you mean it across the board, just slow down on everything?
Yeah, across the board, just slow down on everything.
I guess it
depends on, you know, how you grew up and, you know, what you was taught when you was coming up, you know, how you was raised too.
And if you could pin that.
When you get older, you know, then when you get older, you realize that, you know, it was a lot of stuff that you missed out because you didn't, you know, like I said, take the time to research, you know, certain things and stuff for yourself.
If you could pin that on one example, do you have one example?
I guess I could say,
Okay. But hey, that's good advice. Slow. Now let me ask you this though, in terms of saying slow down, what is a good method? Do you know a good method? You know, I've heard the, you breathe and you count to three, or you breathe and you count to five, just to give yourself that moment to kind of interpret everything that's going on before you make your next move. Do you have a method of how to slow down before you make that move?
Yeah, I guess my method would be, before you go into something, I guess you would have to, say for instance, you know, if you're buying a house, if you want to, you know, buy a house, you need to, you know, research how to buy a house, how to, you know, what type of method is best for you in buying a house. You know, should you buy a house cash or should you buy a house credit? You know, you need to research that method that'll make you come out the winner at the end.
Mm-hmm. So do your homework, and also I would add to that, if you don't mind, do your homework and seek advice from people who may know more than what you know, that you trust, because that's important. It's got to be people that you trust and know versus seeking advice from strangers who may have motives that you may know nothing about. So, sister, thank you. Thank you for that contribution. We're going to work on this. Take your time and don't rush. Do your homework and seek. I'm going to have to keep going with that. Brother Drew, you got something you want to add to that?
Yeah, I was going to ask the sister, did she mean don't rush into marriage, don't rush into sex? You know, I mean, I'll get straight to the point, though. You know, I want to know. You know, all of those are important, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't rush into just jumping into a school. You might need to research a school. Well, you know, one of the points she did say was research, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're formulating the list, don't rush research. You know, put that in a slash right there. Don't rush research. I mean, you might want to research who you're married. You know what I'm saying? You need to know both parents' background. You need to know certain things. So, I mean, I kind of like that. That kind of opened my eyes. But we do have other callers standing by also, Gigi.
Okay. Sister, I'd like to say thank you for your call. If you have anything else to contribute, by all means, please call back.
All right. You want to go take the next caller?
Next call.
All right. Let's see. Caller coming out of the 214 area code. Let's 214-779, y'all. 214-779, y'all. Check your mute button, 779. All right, we'll come back to you, 214-779. Oh, hey, I'm sorry, 214, I didn't open up your mic. That's you, what happened to the other call? I don't know what happened. Oh, that's
214-779. Oh, that is me. I'm sitting here writing down notes.
Yeah, I'm writing down notes today.
But I'm writing down notes, you know, added to what she just said, because, and so I wasn't listening to the digits that you were saying, because just to comment more on what she said, take your time and don't rush. Do your homework. And I think the other part of that is an ask advice for others, but others who you trust and respect, I think, would be who you trust and respect. Because you want that advice, but
right,
you got to be comfortable with receiving it. So if it's someone who you trust, if you trust, then you're more likely to take it, you know, and receive it and do what you need to with it, versus be skeptical about somebody who you don't really know or trust.
All right. So we got other callers all online, and we'd like to see some participation tonight from some of the callers. You know, some of the callers were on the last program, so yeah. I think they know what the program is about. So if, you know, ask that question one more time, let's see if we can get some more people to participate.
Well, brother,
go ahead, Gigi.
Brother Drew, before we get into that question again, I got one other thing that I want to contribute as far as to what I was saying earlier about the elders, about you and the work that you do. There's a
I accept all checks.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you up on the pedestal for a moment. That episode 500, that's one of my favorite episodes. And there's two segments that stand out the most to me on that episode. It's the dialogue between you and Sister Sandra that took place from 8 minutes to about 20 minutes into that episode. And in that dialogue, I would just put it this way, brother. I was listening to the words of one of the most humblest legends, and I mean that sincerely. One of the most humbling
legends.
I'm speaking to you.
One of the most humblest genius
that I know, and I'm honored to be able to call you a friend, and I'm just as honored to be able to be thought of you, hopefully, as a friend. Man, the work that you do, I can't say enough about it. But there's also this other part of that show, which I challenge everybody to listen to. It's just a 3-minute segment. It's from minute 26 to minute 29. And in that segment, you left the mic open because y'all were trying to wait for the show to start. And you just left the mic open. And in the background, you can hear the people championing for the cause. You can hear the warriors fighting. It's a powerful, powerful segment. I mean, you don't really even understand what they're saying because all of them are kind of talking over each other. But that's not the point of it. That's not the point of it. The point is you got these people fighting for you. You got these people who care passionately about you. That's a powerful little segment. I just listened to that before the show started, as a matter of fact. I listen to it down there every day. That's like one of my favorite pieces of, that's my favorite segment, I would say.
Okay, well, let's see if I can put that on CD and sell that one.
but let's get on with, let's get into my top 10.
Go ahead.
Okay, number one. Change your name. I hear everybody. I hear the Moors National Movement. I hear the nation. I hear the elders. I hear the Hebrew Israelites. On and on and on. Change your name. So I'm trying to... I was trying to understand how valuable it was so I could put it into words to kind of express, give examples of how valuable it is to change your name. And I just got two examples. Okay. I know a brother. His last name is Cotton. And that's all I can say. Now, think about that. If you're in the South and you come up with that name, that's got to be – it's got to work in an adverse way on you over the course of your life. Yeah. So here's an example where a name change could probably do so much for lifting the person with that name, the person's – children, you know, who inherit that name and on and so forth.
Right.
So that's one example. I know another brother, and I say this jokingly, whose head is as dark as the hair on my head, but the last name is Whitehead.
Right.
So here's another example of where a name change, I believe, could go a long way. Let me add a third example to that, because even my own, the name that I have chosen for this show, that's not my name. But if I'm going to champion changing your name, the first thing I should do myself is change my name, and that's what I've done. The name G.G. Wood means something to me. It does have meaning, but it's not the slave master's name that they gave to, you know, that piece of history. So that's the number one, change your name, and that's why I say change your name. We got a caller yet?
Anybody want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone. Any caller want to get in and put your input in about the program, even if you just want to let the caller know the host know you're listening in. You know, I mean, you don't have to say much. You just, you know, want to participate. Hey, you know, leadership's.
No problem, brother. We can keep going.
We got a caller coming in right now. Let's make sure it ain't you again. Okay, that ain't you this time. All right. 972-916, you're on.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
My first time calling in, my first time listening to you.
Okay.
How you doing, Brother Drew?
Doing good,
doing,
all right.
All right.
Doing all right, brother.
Yeah, I was calling in because the question that you asked, what would I tell my younger self? I feel like at the age of 17, I made a horrible mistake in my life. It was a plan, but it went wrong. And so if I were to tell my 17-year-old self, I would tell my 17-year-old self, don't join the service, because I went straight from high school into the service. Don't join the service. Go to college. Get your education. That would be the main thing.
Okay, and I know Gigi's going to ask you why, but I was so curious to hear the why.
Okay.
I had to beat him out to it.
Okay. Okay, well, why is because at the age I'm at now, I feel that education is very important. Now, I've been going on through life. I'll be 63 this summer, in a couple of months, actually. And I've been going through life on a 12th grade education. Now, don't get me wrong. I took some classes here and there. I went to vocational school, you know, some trade school. You know, I got some skill or something, but it's not really, you know, it's not, I need a degree, basically, in the field I wanted to go to. And so I would tell my 17-year-old self to go get that education first and then pursue the career that I was after. Instead, I went to the Army for the quick money, you know. At the time they were giving out bonuses. I got the bonus, but I got the bonus, and I was saving my money while I was doing my time in the service. But like I said, you know, I couldn't have never predicted it. Things went wrong. So I also would like to add, because of what happened, I'm really not this type of person, man, but I see now that you can't be nice to everybody, you know. You can't be nice to everybody. So I would also tell my 17-year-old self, you know, you can't help the people who don't want to do the same thing that you want to do. You know, if they're not into it, they're not going to help you. As a matter of fact, you're probably, you know, just getting your way. That type of thing. So
yeah, like birds of a feather flock together. So if people are not in the same mindset, you're wasting your time.
Exactly. And I've come across that quite a bit in my lifetime.
Okay.
And
Brother
Drew.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to jump in there on the caller and I want to ask him what the sister said earlier about take your time and not rush when it came to making those decisions. You know, he rushed and made, well, I ain't going to say he rushed. He might have thought about it in, you know, great detail. But he made the decision to go with the service. Looking back on it, do you think if you would have took your time before making that decision, if you would have sought, or if you would have sought the advice of others who know more than you, that you trusted and respected before making that decision and got their input before you made that decision, do you think that would have made a difference in you making that decision?
Well, it probably would have. If I knew anyone at the time,
But that's a good point what you just made. That's a good point what you just made, because a lot of the times we don't know who to seek that advice from. So who should the young people be seeking that advice from? You know, like the kids that don't have fathers at home. The kids who the uncles or the grandfathers, I keep mentioning men because I think a lot of the times what's missing is the advice of the men. It's not the mothers, because the mothers, they always are seemingly, or in the majority of the circumstances, they seem to always be there. So when that male figure is absent, who should those young people seek that advice from? Everybody got quiet. That's a hell of a question. I'm quiet too, because I didn't ask it having an answer. I'm asking it because I want to know the answer too. Also, who should these young people be seeking advice from? You got your counselors at school. You've got mentors, maybe. I can't remember mentors when I was young. So.
Actually, I don't think I ever had any mentors growing up.
And that's speaking to my point, because where are those mentors? Who are those mentors? Who should those kids be going to ask these questions to? Because they need that. I give you an example. When I was young and I made a real estate mistake, you know, the whole time that I'm making this real estate mistake, I'm thinking with my heart when I should have been thinking with my head. I didn't have anybody to tell me that. I didn't have anybody older who knew more that would, who cared about me enough, I guess I would say, and I'm saying it bluntly like that, to advise me on how to handle that situation, where long term it would have made the best economical sense. So who do these young people turn to? I don't have the answer to that. So we're gonna have to. So I would challenge everybody that's listening. We're gonna have to start making ourselves more available to these young people, because those young people need that mentorship, and they looking for it.
Right.
Because let's just face it. They're gonna be faced with real life decisions going forward. It's not even an option. They're going to be faced with those decisions, and they need that input from people who know more than what they do, whose input they respect and value. So we need to, as men, as women, as mentors, we need to make ourselves available to these young people. We need to let them know that we're there.
I agree with that 100% because, like I said, I didn't have any mentors growing up. The closest
mm-hmm.
I had was brothers, one of my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But they were kind of, they were kind of about doing their own thing. I guess they were trying to learn also, I suppose.
So
the only person, the only mentor I really had was my mother.
And that was kind of where I went earlier, is that the women, they always are. But even the women need help. Yeah, even the women need help.
Yeah. And what I come to find out is also I would tell my younger self, don't let nobody stand in the way of your goal. You know, and just like Brother Drew, I also let them good opportunities. When they arrived, when they knocked at my door, I didn't answer. You know, a couple of times I didn't know about it. I just ignored it. And one time I just straight up, I was scared. I was afraid to answer the door. Good opportunity came to me. And I was afraid. As a matter of fact, even at the age I am now, an opportunity just came by a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't answer the door. You know, I didn't answer the door. It's kind of like, it's like a rolling habit now. So, tell my younger self. And for all these young, I don't think these younger people really have that problem. You know, because when the opportunity knocks, they are on it. Because they got more resources than I did growing up. You know, they got the internet and all this, information. When I was growing up, you had to take your butt to the library if you want any information.
Well, brother, hey, thank you for your call. Thank you for your input. If you have more input, by all means, call again. I want to go ahead and kind of clear the line, because we only have this hour show, and I'm looking at the time. We only got about 15 more minutes. So,
thank you
for everything that you just contributed. I appreciate that.
Okay, and we didn't catch your name, bro.
Oh, Vaughn.
Brother Vaughn?
Brother Vaughn. Thank you for that,
all
Drew.
Right.
Thank you for that, Brother Drew. I fumbled the ball. You picked it up and advanced it down the field. That's the way teamwork works.
That's what I do.
But thank you, Brother Vaughn.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro. Thanks. Okay, we got, we can extend the show. The show automatically extends 15 minutes after the hour anyway, we can extend it or we can just end it, but it automatically extends 15 minutes after that.
We can utilize basic business principle and base it on supply and demand. If the demand is still there, then we just keep on going.
Well, that's why I like you, Gigi. You're one of the wisest men I ever heard. I just have to, every once in a while put a little humor out there.
I know you lie like a politician, but let's go up. Let's keep going.
But the difference between me and the politicians, I like lying.
They gotta lie.
I like lying. Okay. All right. Any other callers want to get in with us? Press 1 on your phone, man. It's been a pretty good program. Everybody get some input. We got some leaders online. They listening in. We want to, hear what you got to say. Ain't nothing but just looking at yourself, seeing what you do different. It ain't that hard. But, that's how it goes. We got caller lines are full. So,
Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
Okay, while we waiting, contributing to the list.
Okay, go ahead.
And all I'm doing is putting ideas out there. None of this is finalized. This is just, a presentation of ideas that we can use. And maybe it may inspire the listener to call in with an idea. So let's keep going. My second piece of advice to myself, and it's not in any particular order. This is just a random way I wrote it down. Master, and what I mean master, You need to have a thorough understanding of budgeting, saving, and investing. And you use those three together. Now, I give you present day example. Right now, the stock market is going bananas.
Going down.
The Dow went down like 700 points at one point today. I don't know what it finished. I just remember hearing that it went down 700 points. This is what happens. Some people panic, and they start trying to pull their money out, right?
Right.
People who play the long game, they start buying because the stock is down. In the history of the country, the market has never, ceased to exist. It always finds a way to rebound. It always finds a way to rebound. So here's an opportunity, and that's what I mean by mastering investment, savings, and budgeting. Make your money work for you, because that's what investors do, and that's what separates a lot of investors from laborers. Laborers work for the money. Investors make the money work for them. So, we trying to change the school of thought here. So,
right, sounds good.
Here it is again. We trying to get people to think about this thing in a different way. The Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's got swings in it, more volatile than the stock market. And Bitcoin is down right now. The likeliness of Bitcoin collapsing is very unlikely. So while it's down, while it's taking a beating, while people are running and scared, grab you some Bitcoin stock. Wait for it to rebound. You know, that's a long game. Be patient. Don't put money in there that you can that you can't afford to lose. That's gambling. Investing is putting money into something that you can afford to lose, just hoping that you'll win on that investment. So while Bitcoin is down, get your little Bitcoin stock. Stock market down, get your little stock market stocks.
Yeah, that's some good advice.
But, go ahead.
No, I said that's good advice. I mean, that's right on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just taught a very powerful lesson between investing and servitude.
Mm-hmm. The let me speak to each one of those points. Budgeting. And I don't want to say too much because some of this stuff should be in-person learning because you don't want to arm your adversary with what you're trying to fight him with. That's crazy.
Right.
So, yeah. So, budgeting. A lot of people budget. Let me back up. Over 80% of the population, this is what I read at some point, over 80% of the population will live in check to check. So basically, they budget in from check to check. You know, you got a segment of the population that budgets monthly. I say, if you're going to master saving and investing, you have to master budgeting. And when you budget annually, not monthly, not a weekly. Annually, because when you invest, if you give your investment a year to work for you, it'll give you earnings at the end of the year. Now your money made money. So I don't know how to. Okay, stress. Let's go with stress. You know how stressful it is living from paycheck to paycheck or from month to month. That's a stressful journey.
Right.
Now, just think about if you budget for the whole year. For 365 days, you ain't got to worry about no stress because you already put the money there to deal with anything that comes up in the next 365 days. You see the difference between the two?
Yeah.
Well, this person is dealing with that stress every night. When the bills get crazy, every night you go to sleep. I have lived that life. I know what it feels like. This ain't just me speculating. This is me talking from experience. I know what it feels like to can't go to sleep because you're worrying about bills and stuff. You're worrying about expenses. You know, I know what they feel like. But once you change that way of thinking, and if you budget it for the whole year, you know, you go to sleep. You sleep really, really well, man. Because if anything, you're worrying about what your investments are doing. You're worrying about what your savings are doing. That's your worry. And you ain't got to really deal with it for another 365 days because that's how far ahead you are.
Right.
So my number two is mastering that art of budgeting, saving, and investing. That's what I would tell myself. Master that.
GG.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, man. I got another thing to add to the list, and I think this one's going to be most important because without this one, it ain't going to be no future. And that is, people, our brothers and sisters need to learn how to eat to live. And the reason I say that, because if you don't know the right foods to eat, you know, we got so many brothers, and I'm dealing with a parent right now with illness because what they did to their bodies. So, you know, I'll let you sum it up, but we have to learn what we put in our bodies will destroy our bodies if it's not the right products. So, you know what I mean? So you can take that from food to alcohol to you know, drugs. So if sum it up, you can sum it up how you want to, GG, but the substance, we need to master what substance goes into our body. That's what I want to say. That's it.
I agree 100%. And while you're saying it, like I told you, I got all these random thoughts that I wrote down on my calendar. I've got that subject, that very same subject, covered, and I had some ideas to go with it, which were common sense related. Here we go, right here. Okay. When you're aging, because that's where we are. We are in that group that's aging, that's trying to comprise this list of advice to give to the young ones to guide them forward. So as we are aging, this is a common sense lesson that I'm referring to. And I reference common sense a lot. Common sense is this. You have diet and you have exercise. Those are so important as you age. Now, here are the combinations that I would present to you is, if you not going to exercise, you better monitor your diet. If you're going to exercise, then you don't have to be so conscious of your diet because you're putting in that work. The best combination is diet and exercise when you talk about eating to live. The best combination is diet and exercise. The absolute worst combination is no exercise and no diet. And common sense to tell everybody that. So eat to live, I agree 100%. But put with it the exercise, which is just as important, because as we age, this is what most people do. You get weaker. Nothing you can do about that. If you're a great athlete when you're in your 20s, when you get in your 40s and your 50s, you're not that same athlete. I don't care what you do to get to prepare yourself physically. You just lose it. You get weaker. Number two, in most cases, we get heavier. So if you're getting weaker and you're getting heavier, you already know where that road is going to lead. The best way to combat that is to get lighter and to get stronger. That's diet and that's exercise. I agree with you 100%, brother. 100%.
All right, thanks. All right, I'll make that call one more time because we're looking at the clock on the wall. Anybody want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone. You got a comment, or just let us know you're listening in, you know. Hey, we appreciate it. If not, you know, I guess we'll go with the information we have. But we're all trying to teach. We're all trying to leave a legacy. You might could say something and put it on the list that's going to outlive us. We're going to be around when we're gone. Hey, so that's what we're trying
Brother
to
do. Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at the clock also, and I see that hour is gone. So I would say this to the listeners, if I could have a closing word, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Take the time between now, Thursday, next month, Thursday the 10th, 10 o'clock. Thursday the 10th, 10 o'clock. Take that time between now and next month. Ponder your thoughts. Next month, I hope I don't even have time to talk because the lines are just blowing up. You know, we need that input from everybody. We need it. It's so vital. And that's pretty much all I had to say, brother, was just everybody, I'm looking forward to next month. I just hope it grows and grows until we get this list created.
All right, so we appreciate everybody for being on the air with us tonight. We see you on the 10th of next month. For those who know what it means, you do. For those who don't, you'll learn. All right, Brother G, we appreciate you.
All right, Brother Drew, as always, I appreciate you, man.
All right, y'all. See you everybody next week. We out.